Welcome to the Hustler's Guide to Flow. I'm your host, Marcia Miyake, and I'm taking you into the minds of some of the most incredible leaders in the medical, research, business, and yes, even spiritual fields to equip you with powerful insights and practical strategies to level up in business and in life. The next level version of yourself starts now. Welcome back to another episode, my loves. The people that you have in your life right now, whether in person, whether online, whether through books, in whatever capacity that you have other people in your life, they are impacting your emotional well-being, your emotions in general, and your mindset. So let's talk about emotional contagion really briefly. It's the phenomenon of having one person's emotions and related behaviors directly trigger similar emotions and behaviors in other people, okay? And I think what's important to note here is that experts believe that negative emotions like pain, fear, and sadness are more contagious than positive ones. This makes sense since our brain is geared for survival. And so, of course, it would be more sensitive to negative emotions than others because it's trying to protect you. It's trying to keep you alive. Okay? So that's one way that other people impact you directly in ways that you may not be making a conscious decision to. So you may not be going, well, no, you wouldn't be going out in your day and be like, I'm going to pick up other people's, you know, lower vibrating emotions. That's what I'm going to do today. No, it happens so unconsciously. Okay, so that's one way. The second way is through our conversation, through brain syncing. So our brains literally begin to sync up with anyone that we have a conversation with. Like, that is bananas, okay? So this research that I'm looking at is from 2017 by the Basque Research Center. And I'm sure this has progressed since 2017. But they confirmed by recording cerebral electrical activity that the neural activity of two people involved in active communication synchronize in order to allow for connection between both subjects. Okay, so the scientists measured the movement of their brain waves simultaneously and confirmed that the oscillations took place at the same time. What? Okay, so your brain literally starts syncing up with someone you are talking to. And we're not even talking your husband or your coworkers that you spend so much time with. This could be a stranger, okay? And this shouldn't really be super astounding to us, considering that we know that with women, our cycles begin to sync up as well, okay? So those are two huge ways in which other people's energy, their emotions, their mindset, right, is directly and sometimes very unintentionally impacting how we are in this moment, right? And how many of us sit down and consider, you know, how these external influences are impacting us? Now, for this episode, I'm only talking about other people. Let's not even begin to talk about yet, like environmental factors, like our food, air quality, water, the, you know, things we put on our skin, etc., how that impacts our vibration and our emotions and all of that right now. Let's just talk about how people, okay, impact how we are being emotionally. And I think the other thing we have to consider too is that if you're a highly sensitive person, you need to be even more aware of how these external people and forces are impacting your vibrational set point, okay? So in conclusion, in regards to that, is who we spend time with matters, because who we spend time with is who we become. And that's not just some inspirational quote that we're going to just slap up on Instagram. Like, that is a fact through the concept of emotional contagion and brain sync. Okay, so what can we do about it? What can we actually do about taking our power back in this instance? Because it is kind of disempowering to think like, oh my God, that's how much people have an influence on me. What if I don't have a really positive circle of influence, right? So this is where we need to get strategic and start taking ownership for our lives. So come up with a couple of steps for us. Number one is we need to assess our own emotional set point and mindset. Like, ask yourself, am I happy and inspired most days? Maybe we want to start analyzing our patterns a little bit. Can I see any patterns with my emotions? Can I identify any, you know, obvious or more subtle triggers that, you know, I can be feeling good, but then this comes into my awareness and all of a sudden I'm not feeling good, things like that. What is my mindset like from day to day? Am I always looking for possibilities, or do I focus on what's wrong? Like, where is your set point, right? To know where you vibrate at on a day to day is really good to move forward, because then we know where we need to tweak. Okay, then we need to assess our boundaries, physical and energetic, right? So we know our emotional set point. We know what our mindset is. That's how we be who we are on a day-to-day basis. But if I have really porous boundaries, then I'm going to be heavily influenced by the people around me, especially if I don't set those energetic boundaries. So I did an episode, it's episode 48, where I talk about, you know, establishing boundaries. So go back and listen to that, just to give you a little bit more context. So assess where your boundaries are at. You know, one of the reasons you may not be feeling the way you want to feel in a day-to-day is because you have really porous boundaries and you're just absorbing everybody's shit. You're like taking on too much. You're also not setting those energetic boundaries. So you're absorbing their like negative emotions. And then you're like not clearing them from your body as well. So then now you're just feeling stuck. And what we need to recognize is that feeling stuckness isn't even you, because it's an accumulation of everybody else's shit that you've just like held on and now you're storing in your body. Okay, the next step would be to take inventory of your influences and influencers. So, all right, so if I know that I have really porous boundaries, then I need to be even more conscious of who I'm letting into my energy field. Okay, so we want to take inventory of our friends, our family, coworkers. These are really obvious ones. Entertainment. Okay, TV, movies, right? So it's like, remember when we were talking about brain sync? It's like your brain starts to sync up with what you are listening to. Like, for example, if you're watching the news and it's always doom and gloom and it's always a problem, your mindset gets geared to that, looking for what's wrong rather than looking for what's right. Okay, even podcasts in regards to entertainment. So like I only listen to educational podcasts, and to me, I count that as entertainment. But maybe you're listening to really disempowering podcasts, or all they do is gossip, or all they do is complain. Well, that's where you're gearing your mindset towards. And your mindset has a direct influence on your emotions. If you're always thinking negative, well, that's going to trickle down and give you really unpleasant feeling emotions as well. And a big one is social media. So ask yourself, because there's a lot of, you know, we follow a lot of different accounts for different reasons, but genuinely sit with yourself for a moment and ask, what do I feel when I see this person's content? Okay, but this is a little bit more complex, right? So you can say, I feel inspired, or I don't feel enough, for example. There's another question to ask here. If the answer is, I don't feel enough, right? Because let's just say, for example, the person has a crazy lifestyle, or the person is uber successful, and so you don't feel inspired. You actually feel not enough. Now you need to get really introspective and ask, what do I need to heal here? Because this is going to be like an opportunity for you to heal some shit. For example, if you are triggered by really beautiful women because they've got a beautiful body, that's not their shit. That's your shit. That's your lack of confidence just coming out, and this person's triggering it. So there's two parts here. There's taking responsibility for what you need to heal, right? Not feeling enough, not feeling beautiful, maybe not feeling successful, maybe feeling like you're behind, you haven't hit these life milestones that you're meant to have hit. So you need to take responsibility and ownership for your shit, but at the same time, be honest about, do I need to see this in my feed every day? And it's not like you're hating on that person, but maybe that's just not good for your mental and emotional health right now, in which case you just pause from that person for a second. Does that make sense? So we are in no way making this person wrong and hating on them for being successful, beautiful, you know, like high achieving, etc. But we're being introspective enough to recognize that me following this person makes me feel like shit. I will own my stuff. Here's how I need to heal and do that fucking work to heal. But then also maybe you also need to take a pause. So there's like two sides to the coin for that one. And then finally, create a freaking game plan to consciously create your inner circle. Your inner circle gets to be whoever you want it to be. Your inner circle, these people don't even need to know you. My inner circle, most of them don't know who the fuck I am, right? Literally. But why they're my inner circle is because they are in my ear the most. Because they are where I want to be. They are embodying the energy that I want to be. They're inspiring. They're teaching. They're outliving their dreams. They're doing all of these things. You know, they're acting from integrity, all of that, right? So I'm choosing who's in my ear. I'm choosing who's my inner circle. And what I would say on that is we want to focus more on adding more positive influences rather than focusing on eliminating the negative influences. Because that's a huge hurdle for a lot of people, as they say to me, like, Mars, like, my mom is the most toxic person I know, or my dad is so critical of me, or like my coworkers are all negative. And you know, it might be unrealistic to be like, okay, well, you're never going to talk to your mom again or your dad again, or you're going to quit your job because these people are negative influences. I need to control my inner circle, da, da, da. We're not going to focus on eliminating them. We're going to focus on filling you up more with the positive influences. And sometimes that means when you're, you know, out creating more friendships or whatever, that means that you saying yes to this new opportunity and this high vibe person and this evolved person who is looking more like your future than your past, then you have to say a loving no to something else. Maybe it's to go on another brunch with your mom that you don't really want to go to. Maybe it's to, you know, have this work drinks or whatever that you don't really want to go to. The more we focus on all of our energy on creating the new rather than fighting the old, that's how we're going to create change in a easier way, in a more flowy way, because change is hard. Change is hard. So let's not create more obstacles for us to, as reasons for us not to change by saying, oh, but I can't end my friendship with that person. I've known her since grade school. Okay, don't end that friendship. But maybe you minimize that time because you're now involved with these other friendships over here that are moving towards where you want to go. Okay, guys, I hope you got some powerful takeaways from this episode. If so, please share it with someone. And if you haven't done so already, please review and subscribe, as it helps us to spread our message of inspiration. sending you all so much love, and I'll see you on the next episode of The Hustler's Guide to Flow.